Good morning. It's March 15th and this is your daily brief in Australian news. Here's everything you need to know. A tragic rock collapse at the Ballarat gold mine in Victoria has not only claimed the life of a 37-year-old miner, but has also left another worker critically injured, thrusting the mine's safety practices into the spotlight. This incident has sparked a broader conversation about mining safety and the implications of new techniques being employed in the industry. The collapse has raised significant safety concerns, particularly around the introduction of a mining method known as air lagging. This technique, while new to the Ballarat gold mine, is now under scrutiny as the community and workers question its safety and the potential risks involved. In response to this tragedy, the Australian Workers' Union has stepped forward, advocating for the implementation of workplace manslaughter laws. Their aim is clear: to ensure that companies are held accountable for workplace deaths, emphasising the importance of corporate responsibility in maintaining safe working environments. Amidst the grief and calls for action, there's also a dispute brewing over the construction of a fourth tailings storage dam at the mine. This controversy adds another layer to the ongoing discussions about the mine's operations and its impact on the community and environment. The local community, shaken by the accident, is rallying for enhanced workplace safety measures, making it clear that the status quo is unacceptable when lives are at stake. WorkSafe Victoria has taken up the mantle to investigate the circumstances leading up to the rock collapse, aiming to uncover the root causes of the incident and prevent future tragedies. Meanwhile, the small but tight-knit Ballarat community mourns the loss of one of their own, feeling the deep impact of the accident. The community's response underscores the human cost of such incidents and the urgent need for improved safety standards in mining operations across the region. In a heartfelt moment on the soccer pitch, Josh Cavallo, a trailblazer for LGBTQI+ rights within the sports world, has taken a significant personal step by announcing his engagement to Leighton Morrell. This move not only marks a joyous occasion in his life, but also underscores the ongoing conversation about inclusivity and acceptance in professional sports. Cavallo, who made headlines in 2021 as the first top-flight male professional soccer player to openly declare his homosexuality, chose the Adelaide United FC's stadium for his proposal, a place that symbolises both his professional and personal journeys. His decision to come out was met with a mix of support and backlash, highlighting the challenges faced by our LGBTQI+ athletes in the sporting world. Yet Cavallo has remained steadfast, using his platform to advocate for greater acceptance and rights for LGBTQIC+ individuals in sports. Following in Cavallo's footsteps, players like Jake Daniels of Blackpool and Czech Republic international Jakub Janko have also publicly come out. This trend signifies a slow but positive shift towards more inclusive environments within professional soccer. However, the battle against discrimination is far from over. A recent report by an English football anti-discrimination group revealed a worrying 65.1% increase in incidents of discriminatory behaviour, indicating that the fight for equality and acceptance in sports continues. Cavallo's engagement, therefore, is more than a personal milestone. It is a beacon of hope and a call to action for the sports world to embrace diversity and work towards eradicating discrimination. As more athletes like Cavallo courageously share their stories, the path towards inclusivity, though challenging, becomes a little brighter for future generations. In a tragic tale of medical malpractice that has finally reached a legal conclusion, Jie Shao, a Chinese national, has been convicted of manslaughter. This verdict comes more than 6 years after John Huang's death, following a botched breast filler procedure at a Sydney beauty salon in 2017. Shao, who lacked the necessary medical licensing in both Australia and China, administered hyaluronic acid, a substance not approved in Australia, alongside a lethal dose of lidocaine during the procedure. These actions directly led to Huang's untimely death. The jury, moving swiftly, found Shao guilty underscoring the seriousness of the offence and the importance of adhering to medical regulations and standards? Following the verdict, Xiao's bail was revoked, and she now awaits sentencing, scheduled for May. The defence argued that the overdose of local anaesthetic was a mistake and suggested that key prosecution witnesses were motivated by financial interest to lie. However, these claims did not sway the jury. Currently remanded in custody, Xiao faces the consequences of her actions, while the incident also sheds light on the broader issue of unlicensed medical practices. Meanwhile, a male staff member associated with the clinic's operations has fled the country, escaping legal scrutiny. This case serves as a stark reminder of the critical importance of ensuring medical practitioners are properly licensed and regulated. In a groundbreaking development from Sydney, scientists have achieved a world first by successfully keeping two human livers alive outside the body for an entire week. This innovative approach uses a novel organ-preserving machine, marking a significant leap forward in medical research and treatment possibilities. The livers, donated by individuals, were healthy and suitable for this pioneering study. The research team's objective is to revolutionize gene therapy, making it more efficient, cost-effective, and safer by reducing the risks of liver toxicity and adverse reactions. This is particularly relevant for treatments targeting genetic diseases and cancer. Central to this achievement is the development of a new model that allows for the direct testing of gene therapies on whole human livers. This model not only aims to minimize the reliance on animal testing in preclinical trials, but also enhances the development of viral vectors for future treatments. The focus on adeno-associated virus, AAV-based therapeutics, has shown promising results, demonstrating the model's effectiveness in evaluating AAV vector functionality in human livers. The success of this research has not gone unnoticed, attracting international attention. It represents a significant step towards bringing innovative therapies to Australian patients through clinical trials. The potential for this technology to accelerate the advancement of treatments for genetic diseases and cancer is immense, offering hope for more effective and accessible solutions in the near future. In a time of global crisis, the plight of refugees fleeing the war zone in Gaza has hit a bureaucratic snag in Australia, sparking a heated debate on the country's immigration policies. Refugee advocates are now calling for clarity from the Australian government following reports of visa cancellations for Palestinians seeking safety. The issue came to light as the federal government faced scrutiny for revoking visas of Palestinian refugees, citing fears of potential overstaying as the reason. This move has drawn criticism from various quarters, including opposition leader Peter Dutton, who has openly criticised the government's handling of the visa process. On the other side, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese defended the decisions, stating they were based on individual case assessments. Despite the Australian government issuing over 2,000 visitor visas to Palestinian residents since the conflict's onset, only 334 individuals have successfully arrived in Australia. This discrepancy raises questions about the efficacy and fairness of the visa process. The controversy over visa cancellations coincides with discussions on reinstating Australian funding to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, or UNRWA, which provides humanitarian aid in Palestinian territories. The decision to cancel visas has been condemned by many as lacking humanity and ignoring the immediate risk to Palestinian lives. Amidst this international humanitarian crisis, there are urgent calls for the Australian government to provide clear leadership and take decisive action to support those in dire need. This has been your Daily Brief in Australian News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.